The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you were thinking about doing The Residence, which I've watched. Didn't like much at all. So okay. Instead, we're doing the studio.
Yeah, well, I gave you an offer, you know. I'm so happy you're back. You know, It wasn't the same with Ivan, you know. Is this a documentary, is all he kept saying. But the studio on Apple TV. Now, I know I come in sometimes full of her hyperbole going, this is the best thing. But this genuinely is the thing that has made me laugh the most.
I loved it. I watched two episodes
weeks.
Last night.
Yeah, and there's
it.
Only three up there now. So the premise is Seth Rogen, who co-wrote it, plays a guy who's been in a movie studio all his life, and the chance to become the head of the studio becomes available. And he's in this bind between he wants to make art, but the guy in charge of the studio is played brilliantly by Bryan Cranston, who's this like a creature lost in time. We make money. We don't make films. We make movies.
I mean, he's a tanned spiv, basically.
Basically, and shouts at people, where's my effing green juice that I ordered? He's a horrible guy, but he plays it with rings and chains and a hairdo, and it's great. So we have Seth Rogen deciding, you know, does he want to put art...
Now, he has displaced Catherine O'Hara.
Sorry, Catherine O'Hara, the great Catherine O'Hara, who was displaced because she was too artsy. So why don't I give you a flavour of this? Because this is where he's in line for the job and it's put to him, are you not too artsy for this?
I've heard you are really into artsy, fartsy filmmaking bullshit. You're obsessed with actors and directors liking you rather than being obsessed with making this studio as much money as possible.
Me?
Yeah.
That could not be further from the truth. I am as bottom line oriented as anyone in this town.
I believe you.
Great.
Good.
Good.
Because at Continental, we don't make films. We make movies. Mm-hmm. Movies! That people want to pay to see.
Yes.
Ma'am, I am very close to closing on the deal to get the rights to Kool-Aid. And I'm talking a huge four-quadrant version of it.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
The red drink?
Yeah.
The guy who breaks through walls and says, oh, yeah?
Yes.
That is perfect. Oh.
Now, the basis for this is, of course, he's watched, Bryan Cranston's character has watched the success of Barbie.
Yeah. So there's very real world parallels in this. No studio, well, studios are named, but this is a fictional studio. But there's real parallels here. So he's watched Barbie and, you know, I can't go into exactly what he says because it wouldn't be appropriate. But basically the idea of a genderless doll making billions of dollars. Why can't we make a movie about a drink? And traditionally, Seth Rogen's character would have thought this was terrible. But he's come up, and I don't want to give a spoiler. He's come up with a genius way of making this movie, which will stay true to his own artistic ideals and also attract a lot of money. And let's just say it's a very famous director.
Yeah.
Who has the initials MS, right?
Yeah, I think you can give that away.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
So Martin Scorsese.
And he plays himself.
So the cameos in this are off the charts. And Martin Scorsese plays himself and sends himself up so brilliantly. It's just incredible. And, you know, it's a bit like Ricky Gervais's extras. And I don't think cameos were ever done as well. They clearly wanted to be part of it and send themselves up. And they're endless in this. Charlize Theron. You haven't seen the third episode yet?
No, I've seen the second episode, which we'll talk about in a moment because it is sensational.
Ron Howard is in the third one. And Ron Howard has this reputation as being the nicest guy in Hollywood. And by golly, does he send that up.
Okay, now you have another clip.
Yeah, so Catherine O'Hara is the lady we mentioned who has been kicked out, and she was the mentor to Seth Rogen's character, Matt. And he needs her back in to work her magic behind the scenes. And it's a very taut meeting, fraught.
I will call Stoller and get him on board on your movie.
Great.
But I will need a 3-year overall, $10 million overhead, 2-foot pictures a year. First look, non-exclusive.
No!
Maddie!
Oh, look, Patty, I'm sorry, I just can't do it. That's too good. Nobody in all of Hollywood has a deal that lucrative.
I don't care. You owe me everything.
I don't owe you. Look, I owe you a lot. I will give you that. I don't think I owe you everything. I just can't do it.
Matty, that job was my life, just like it is yours, right? And without it,
without. I'm afraid. I don't know if I can. I'm afraid you.
We'll give you $7 million a year. No put pictures, fully exclusive.
8 million. One put picture, and the budget's under 5 million.
Fine, but you got to be exclusive.
No exclusivity!
She's a great negotiator.
She certainly is.
We should remind people, Catherine is the Home Alone mother.
Yes.
And also Schitt's Creek mother.
Schitt's Creek, and plays over-the-top women and under-the-radar women. She's absolutely brilliant. And you can tell some of the vagaries of her career may play out in this series as well. And you feel that's why so many people of this are involved, because it's a pretty honest look at Hollywood. And the other thing I love about it is, you know, often in these slots I say to you, this is a great comedy with heart. I don't think there's any heart in this. The people are pretty horrible. And, you know, Hollywood's a pretty horrible place. So I love this.
Yeah, and the self-serving nature of pretty much every character is
absolutely
well observed.
And the paradox at this is that Seth Rogen is not going to be able to do this. He's not going to be able to make high art and make billion, trillion dollar movies. And he keeps backing himself into corners and corners and corners. You mentioned the second episode. So he shows up where they're filming this slightly artsy movie and they want to do it in one take.
Now, there are, they even mentioned A Touch of Evil, the Orson Welles movie, which had maybe the original one take, which is fantastic. It culminates in an explosion of a car.
Yeah, exactly. How cinema literate of you, Pat. And in your
The other one, Goodfellas.
Yeah, oh, Martin Scorsese's master. But in your absence, we were all talking about Adolescence, this TV show on Netflix. That's all done in one take. So there is a long history of this. And basically, they're filming this shot in this movie and it's one take. And basically, Seth Rogen keeps messing it up because he wants to watch it. And there's a whole thing about a cigarette should be used in the final scene. It's just brilliantly done and such a brilliant send up of high art cinema, you know?
Yeah, but they do it in one take.
I know.
The episode, which is astonishing.
And the thing is, this is Apple TV, so a lot of money has gone into this, so they can mock up a one take very easily because there is a lot of money at their disposal. So this is, we talk about prestige TV, there's a lot of money in this and it's well worth it.
Now, I've seen two episodes, there's only a third. How many in total will
Ten.
There be?
And by golly, I'm going to be waiting for these every week. I've seen the first five and it doesn't relent. It's absolutely hilarious. And the cameos keep on coming and the P-take of these stars keeps on coming. This is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I saw an article on some right-on woke media website saying this is saving comedy. That might be stretching it a bit, but it is genuinely belly laughs.
Mm. Now, what have you got on screen time this week?
Well, it's odd we're talking about this kind of stuff. Minecraft, the movie, which is a video game, is in cinemas this weekend. So we'll be talking all about that. Michelle Hazanavicius, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is he? Do you remember a movie called The Artist from 10 years ago?
Yeah.
This silent movie that won the Best Oscar. His new movie and a great new Irish movie called Four Mothers. We're talking about that as well.
John Fardy of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining us. That's all we've time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.